The line. Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
And as promised, we are speaking to Irene Matanjwa, who's talking to us about autism. It's been an Autism Awareness Month, and she's talking to us about that. Good afternoon to you, Irene.
Good afternoon, Zama, and it's a great pleasure to be with you and your listeners this afternoon.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, as many of our listeners know, April is the World Autism Awareness Month, and the aim is to take measures to raise awareness about persons with autism throughout the world. And of course, Irene, who's joining us on the line, Irene Matanjwa from the Zekwande Foundation, is going to be catching up with us and, in fact, giving us recent developments or strides made in raising awareness about autism. Now, Irene, since we're trying to raise awareness, as much as we may hear more people talk of being diagnosed with autism, there's still a lot of confusion and misunderstanding about that disorder. Please do explain to us, and especially for those who may not be aware of what is it and the intricacies of autism.
Thank you very much. I want to steal the words of my son, who's autistic and whom I've learned quite a lot about autism from him. Mm. So in simple terms, he explains this as a body-mind disconnect.
Okay.
So
right.
He says, their minds are very much intact, but their bodies are really disobeying their minds. And he's also saying, they're very much aware of the environment. They hear everything that people say and speak about and so on. But unfortunately, they find it difficult to be integrated in a society where normal is defined as, a child that is able to speak at a particular milestone, a child that is able to do 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on. Now, as you would know, that statistics tells us that, autism is likely, not always, it's likely to be affecting, boy children. And it's seen usually at the age of 3 and 4, and your developmental specialist would pick it up probably when a child is not able to express speech, at kindergarten, when they see, certain behaviors that, in inverted commas, that would be classified as abnormal or not, a child not reaching, their developmental milestones, like they won't give you eye contact, they're very repetitive in their behavior, so on and so on. But as I said earlier on, when I use the words of somebody who is autistic, he says, we in their world, they're normal and they can see what is happening. It's just that their behaviors are not incongruent with their minds. So I think it's very important that we are aware of autism. It's here to stay. It's becoming really prevalent. And statistics are also telling us that 1 out of 100 worldwide children are autistic. So it's something that is growing very fast in our communities, and it's across race, it's across class and everything. And I think it's very clear for me that we are going to be living with this category of individuals in our society. And therefore, awareness is important, support is important, inclusivity in the society is important. So as human beings who have got equal rights like you and I to be accommodated in this life and to live a meaningful life in a way.
Now every day more is being done, to raise awareness, and there's innovation geared towards improving the lives of people diagnosed with autism and their families. Do tell us more about this, please.
Yes, we are seeing, I think, at least since I've been involved in this space, due to the fact that I'm also raising a child that is autistic, I think year by year, one is seeing a lot more of awareness, is seeing a lot more of, emerging groups that seeks to provide support to parents, because I think those are the people who really feel the brunt. As I said earlier, at some point during our conversations, that, nobody brings a child into this world and we are all expecting, you know, a healthy child, so on and so on. And suddenly you realize you don't even know about autism. And many parents that I've spoken to, including medical doctors who have got children, autistic children, they have confessed that the first time they actually learned about autism was when, you know, they had a child that was autistic. So you can really imagine, particularly, you know, parents in the deep rural areas where they have got no access to information, they've got no access to, you know, support groups and so on. But I think of late, really, we are seeing even government is coming on board. There are a number of activities that are taking place, and we're seeing you know, our leaders really taking this matter quite serious and engaging with parents. We're not there yet, but at least I think things are happening. I mean, when I started this journey, there was absolutely nothing, and no one to talk to. I mean, even the doctors that I went to at that point, it was like, this child is autistic, we can medicate, and that's it. There was nothing. I mean, go to a speech therapist or whoever, something of that nature. But at personal level, you know, the kind of support was really not there. But I think things are beginning to change. But also those who are raising kids with autism, they're seeing the importance of really engaging those that are coming through in this environment and supporting them and so on.
Now, tell us, is there any, you know, legislative shift that has, you know, taken place around autism in the past year? I'm mentioning this because you also mentioned that government has also been involved. I do wonder if there's has been any shifts in as far as legislation is concerned, you know, to assist in this space.
Well, I'm sad to really say that there is none. So, but the issue here that we are really grappling with, I think, as a country, is not just autism; it's the issue of disability as such. So, the constitution is the apex piece of legislation in a country that seeks to provide or to cater for the rights of everyone, including the rights of those that are disabled. And then you have got your Equality Act and so on. But if you look into the area of disability as such, what we have is the white paper on rights of people with disability, and we were supposed to have a legislation by 2030, but right now we don't have anything. I'm talking about disability. I'm not even talking about autism. So those are the things that really we have to bear in mind as a society, and really try through advocacy and so on to push that, you know, those that are responsible for policy, legislation and so on, they really give attention to this space. Now, as far as I know, again, the South African Law Reform Commission has been in the process of drafting a piece of law on the rights of people with disability, but that has not really bear any fruition. If you look at, we do have the National Department of Women, People, Youth and People with Disability. Now, what they have put in place is a framework, a strategic framework on awareness raising to educate the public on different disabilities, and also a framework on reasonable accommodation for people with disability. But none of these have really reached a space of autism as such. The point that I'm trying to make to you is that even in the space of disability, from a legislative a background, you know, policy and so on, we're still a little bit behind, let alone something that is autism that we're still grappling with, and we're still navigating ourselves and so on. So I think it's important. Excuse me?
Yes, Irene, I'm listening.
Yes, so I think it's really important that we press as much as possible, and there is advocacy. So awareness is not only to parents. Awareness is not only to communities and so on. I think we need to also make our leaders more aware of, you know, the challenges that the society that they're leading is facing.
Disappointing, because I would have thought that the department that deals with space would have at least made some strides, because I think it was established a couple of years ago already, and quite sad to hear that not much has really been done from that end. Now, what of advice as we are closing to those parents and family members actually who are helping to raise children in this space?
Well, my advice again is we need acceptance. It's very important. I think some mental shift, that's one thing that parents struggle with when they realize that a child is autistic, because then it changes the whole dimension of their lives, and the fact that, autism is there to stay for the rest of the child's life, and as long as the parents are there. So I think acceptance is very important. But also one thing that I need to say is that we need to look at autism a little bit different, because what I've experienced is that we are dealing really with highly gifted children and people that have got the capability to contribute quite immensely to the country. So we need to give love to these kids. We need to raise them. We need to support them. We need to include them in the society. But we can't do that alone, because we need all sectors of the society. We need the church. We need the schools. We need our political leaders and everyone. And the problem that is also that we're also picking up is not only on the children, those who then grow up with autism. South Africa has been declared as a country with the highest suicide rate amongst adult autistic. So you can see now that people are really failing to, mental issues, depression, anxiety, lack of sense of purpose, all of that contributes to life dissatisfaction. So if we support these kids at a younger age, and they grow up and they know that we are in a family that is supportive, we are in a society that is supportive, we are in a country that takes cognizance of our existence and are there to help us, we are likely to to deal with these issues, and we allow them to grow into meaningful adult livelihood, which is really what we want. So my parting thought really is that let's support our children, let's love our children, let's educate the world around us about autism, and include them in everything that we're doing in the society, so they can live a meaningful life.
Beautiful. Well, Irene Matandwa from the Zekwande Foundation joining us on the line, talking about autism as we're about to close the Autism Awareness Month. Thank you so much, Irene. Are there anything that events or anything that you are aware of as this month is coming to a close? I do know that this should not be the end of it for the month. It continues and literally at everyday activity. But just to check if there's any activities that you think are still going to be happening as it is a closure of this month.
Unfortunately, none at this stage. It has been quite an exhaustive month of April.
I see.
And we have been up and about with quite a number of events, engaging communities on the ground, engaging experts. And I'm quite happy that, even the academia is coming on board, and we have engaged with the Vets University, the UNISA, and so on. So also to influence, the curriculum and so on, so people look at these things a little bit more different. But at the moment, there isn't any event that I can talk about. We will continue to engage, and some of these things, obviously, we'll make them available on our website and so on.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Irene. Blessings to you, and have the rest of the day wonderful. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.